So hence the lie. But once you've gotten to that lie, once you've done those steps, once you've figured out the crutch, once you've figured out the why, once you've figured out the lie behind the why, it's time to start planning that service. What does that service look like? Well, what does a regular service look like? What's one of the key components that you see in a service? There's a eulogy. There's a homegoing, right? There's usually someone who gets up and shares some words. By the end of a homegoing service, coming to grips with the reality that this person is no longer here. So the reason why you have to give a service to those bad habits is for those exact same reasons. You are no longer here. Yes, we might have had some good times. Yes, we might have had some bad times. You had an impact on my life. I bid you farewell. I no longer need you. I'm Sir Evans, and welcome to some real life morning motivation. Because no one wakes up in the morning and says, I hope I have a bad day. My desire is to empower and inspire your daily endeavors. Because you can do whatever you set your mind to. The question is, what do you want to do? Whether you're still finding your passion, pursuing it, or living it, motivation is a daily requirement for your success. Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen, back to the surreal. Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen, back to the Morning Motivation Podcast Show. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. If it's not in your neighborhood, it's a beautiful day in somebody's neighborhood. But anyways, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. I am your host for the day and your host, as always, Sir Evans of Quality Service, where we create inspiration and motivational content and products to help you hit your goals one day at a time, no matter how big or how small. And this podcast is a result of one of the products that we do, the Morning Motivation, which we'll talk about that in a little bit. But hey, y'all, the season's moving right along. We are in April 2022. It's almost a quarter has already gone by. I want you to make sure you take a look, take a step back at where you've been, where you're going, and understand the difference on them. And we're going to dive into this. We're going to dive into this because we've been cooking. We've been cooking and we've been serving. Now, we ain't just been cooking. We've been cooking and we've been serving. We've been giving y'all these hot meals. Now, if you did not tap into the Superpower series and you did not tap into the What's Your Crutch episode, I please advise you to do this. Do this now. Just don't even listen to this. Just go back and listen to them and then come on and catch us, because we going somewhere. We are on a wave. And this wave is so that it can wash over you. And we need this wave to wash over you, because you got places to go when you need to be refreshed. You got people that need you and you need to be refreshed. You got power inside of you coursing every single day and you need to be refreshed. And I'm your refreshment. And I'm here to do the job that everybody don't want to do, everybody can't do, and everybody's not qualified to do. But I'm going to tell you like this. I've been through quite a fair share of ordeals, and a lot of times I don't even reflect on them. A lot of times I just keep moving. From graduating at the age of 16, lost my mom's when I was 21 years old from a stroke. That prompted me to go back to school, because I always looked at, I'm like, damn, if my mother can educate thousands of students on a regular day's basis, and she passed away, then why can't her youngest son go back and get his education? This is from being in music, doing some things I shouldn't have been doing at the same time, to being that light bulb moment where it's like, you know what? I want to make something more out of my life. I want to have more purpose, right? Sister, unfortunately, passing away less than 3 years later. Being at over 500 pounds at my heaviest weight. Just so many situations that seems so bleak. So being able to come through those circumstances, being able to overcome those, I want to be able to help you to overcome your obstacles, because we're doing life together. If you're tuned in, if you're listening to this, if you ever listen to any episode, hey, at this point, we doing life. We doing life together. So if there's something that I can help you with on your journey, that's what I'm here for. If we have that relationship and there's something that you can help me with on my journey, I'm here for it. And that's how we gonna rock out. And the reason why I say you have to go back and listen to the other ones, because this one right here, this Death of Bad Habits, you need some of the ingredients that we discussed in the previous episodes in order to really understand this one. But I ain't gonna leave you hanging, because even if you don't go back, come on now, I'm gonna catch you up to speed a little bit. It's just like the show that won't give you no recap. I'm gonna give you a little bit of recap, but ain't nothing like the episode. So, previously we were discussing crutches. I wanted you guys to kind of take a look at some of those support systems in your life that aren't quite healthy. Some of them might be toxic, or you're leaning on something more than you actually should, right? By keeping in mind that those crutches are used to help us hold weight. So we have to be mindful that we are putting our trust into something that can really sustain the weight of the world. But as we begin to peel back that layer, as we begin to dive into what that crutch is in our life, now we have to do the hard work and the hard work behind the scenes to stand on our own. It's a whole process, y'all. It's a whole process. Even when we're talking about that superpower, that powers that's within you. If you never understood why you shouldn't go by kryptonite and you're Superman, you're going to keep going by it. You're going to think that that kryptonite is helping you if you don't know that it's killing you. So now we have to put it to rest. Now we have to put those bad habits to rest. So let's go ahead and dive into the morning motivation discussion and topic for today, because this morning motivation right here, it touched people a certain kind of way and it was very loaded. So I don't want to hold it up, but this one really touched people a certain kind of way. And I wanted to make sure that I explored this more, because the concept that this derived from, I have used this single-handedly and it has worked brilliantly for me. And I know and I feel like this will work brilliantly for you. And there is another prerequisite that comes with this work, and I'll share that after today's morning motivation. Morning motivation comes at us Monday through Friday. It is a text thread that you can sign up for by texting 202-918-3480. Once again, that is 918-3480, area code 202. Text motivate me and you will be added to that list. It is interactive, so if you text, I will text back. Might take me a little bit of time, but I gladly appreciate it, because that's how we create our podcast episodes. The ones that you guys have selected that you want to be more, that you want us to have a discussion on, or even that you've been most engaged with, those are the ones that we select as the topics that we discuss here on the show. So let's go ahead and dive into missing persons. When someone goes missing, the pressure on the family and friends is overwhelming. So many emotions flood the community, shock and fear, also hope that the thought of their loved one will not return is too much to take in. Unfortunately, people go missing every day for many reasons. The adjustment for those impacted is life-changing. There's a correlation between these traumatic events and how we handle change in our life, and here's why. Etan Patz, a 6-year-old New Yorker, disappeared from a Soho street while on his way to his school bus stop, May 25th of 1979. He was the first milk carton missing child. In 2016, a local bodega clerk, 56-year-old Pedro Hernandez, confessed to kidnapping and murdering Etan and was sentenced to 25 years to life. The boy's body was never found. When interviewed, Stanley and Julie Patz were devastated by the death, but also found a hole in their heart and a hole in their sense of closure. The hole was because the body of their son was never recovered. When someone goes missing, the pressure from the family and friends, as I said, is overwhelming, and we all have a form of toxicity We all have some form of toxicity within us. Some of us are working to overcome those areas, improve upon them, or erase them altogether. But how well you can get to the root of the problem, that's in question if you don't know where it is within you. There is a dying process that must be conducted with bad habits or toxic traits, but it's challenging for us to properly grieve for those traits and characteristics if we can't find the root, source, or body of the problem. Now, before we go too deep into this layer, you're going to need some extra help. This layer right here, this is not just for the motivational content of a podcast show. This is not just for the motivational speaker that I might be on a stage or a workshop. This is a real suggestion that you need to really highly consider before venturing into this episode. The prerequisite is that you look into therapy. If you have a therapist now, great. We about to trek right on through this episode and it's going to flow like water. And you go back to your therapist and you share some of these things. If you do not have a therapist, I implore you to get a therapist. Someone, a psychologist, someone that you can speak to from a non-biased standpoint that can help you identify areas in your life. The reason why this is so important, for one, the more we have to first do an internal audit of ourselves. We have to be understanding of where our problems are. This is why it was so important previously on the homework to understand what your crutch in life is. And to start to do some homework in identifying why you use that particular thing as a crutch. Because the more you understand about yourself, the more you will understand about others. But where the therapy component comes in there is digging in yourself. There is some you work that's required in there. But also, once you do that digging and you have began to find those crutches that you have or find those problematic areas that you have, this now you have to take that to somebody who knows what to do with it. And that's where a therapist comes in. Someone who knows what to do with your luggage. They know what to do with your baggage. They know what to do with what you have inside of your suitcase and how to unpack it. So if we dive into this, this is a powerful episode, but it's more powerful when you seek that help that you truly need. And you don't, I'm telling you, yo, it's such a stereotype and stigma placed upon therapy and mental health, especially amongst men, especially in the Black communities and Black and brown communities. But this ain't just something that you do when you quote unquote, people say, I'm not crazy. No, that's not the case. That's not when you don't wait until you have a serious problem to seek therapy. You shouldn't even, it's not even required. It's just something that we do. We've all had traumatic events in our life. And that term, I use it loosely because it can be a broad spectrum of what that looks like. But we've all went through some type of situation or ordeal, which we could really use a non-biased third party to give us some feedback on. Some of y'all need a therapist on speed dial just to bounce off some of those ideas. And that's not because you may even have a serious mental health issue. It might just be because all of your input and insight that you get is completely lopsided to one perspective versus another. So I want to lead by putting that out there because this is serious, right? Now, in that morning motivation, that child, one of the first missing, no, actually the first missing person to hit the milk cartons. Now, some of y'all are a little too young. You probably ain't never seen them, but they used to have the missing persons on the back of the milk cartons. Or if you had a missing person, they put them on a milk carton. Little boys missing, little girls missing, milk carton, and this is how they found them, right? But one of the things that that family said when they had been interviewed is that they still felt there was a hole in their heart because they weren't able to bury their son. Now, sure, they got a little bit of closure from this person admitting guilt for the murder of their child. But there was still a hole from not being able to put their child to rest. So what does that have to do with this? You ask. What does that have to do with this? When you have a crutch in your life, when you have something that you're leaning on and you're putting all of your weight on, and you're probably, and it's a toxic, bad habit, something that, that's usually what a crutch is associated with, something that you're leaning on that isn't really that good for you. Once you begin to realize that crutch, and once you have tapped into that crutch, now the step is to see, what is that connected to? What's the why behind the crutch? Usually that why is attached to trauma. It's attached to a feeling that might not be so good, like anger, fear. You know, it's attached to something. It's attached to something that made you implement that crutch. Right? So, here's what I did. For me, and I talked about it previously, last season, last episode, how my biggest crutch in previous season was an appetite. But it's not just any appetite, because I also feel like if we have an issue in our life, it's not isolated to one issue. If you're off at church, if you're off at work, you're probably off at home. If you're off at home, you're probably off at work to a certain degree, right? So when we talk about that trait or that thing that's there, like mine was that appetite. Okay, so now I have to think about, why is that appetite prevalent? Why is it an appetite for food or to eat when you feel as though you are facing a new level, or when you feel like you have a lot of work on your plate? Or for me, the biggest one wasn't even necessarily food. It was a sense of frustration or a sense of agitation when approaching a new level, a new situation, and there was an appetite for it. So I would lean on that anger or aggression that I would feel over facing something new, and I would use it in order to fuel me, right? Now, fuel is good. Fuel gets you places. Yeah, sure, everybody likes fuel. Fuel, vroom, everybody loves it. But all fuel is not good fuel, and all fuel is not sustainable, just like a crutch that's made out of a paper versus a crutch that's made out of the content that they make crutches out of, aluminum, steel, whatever it is that they use. It's not the same. So it's the same thing with the fuel. All fuel is not good fuel. All things that you use to lean on are not good things to lean on. But once you recognize what exactly that area is, once you recognize that feeling, that emotion, now it's time to tap in. Because at some point in time in your life, you started leaning on that crutch and it was good for you. Even as a child, you have to go back 5, 6, 7, 8. You started using that crutch. Now you're an adult. You still use it, not even because it's a good idea. You still lean on that because it's what you've been used to leaning on. It ain't even, if you actually really thought about it, you would probably say, this is silly. Why am I still leaning on this? I don't even need this anymore. Hence why you need therapy. To help you break that down and to come up with those action plans for resolutions. But once you have grabbed it, once you have recognized what that feeling is, I'll use mine as an example. Like I said, that aggression, right? It's time to have a service. The problem is that too often we go through life, we never even know what the feeling is. We never even know what the root is. So we're walking around with a crutch. We're walking around with a chip on our shoulder. We're walking around like we have a missing person. There's a hole in our heart. There's a hole in our power. There's a hole in that purpose. And the only way that we can truly fill it is by putting it to rest. We have to put those feelings to rest. We have to have a service. Now, once I was able to tap in to that aggression, right? Okay, you're frustrated. So why are you frustrated? It was always something that I felt like was hereditary. My daddy's daddy had aggression. His daddy had aggression. My daddy got aggression. Sister's brother's got aggression. It just runs in the family. It's a black thing. It's a family thing. It's an Evans thing. It's whatever thing. But I don't want it to be my thing. Because if it's my thing, then now it's open season for it to be my child's thing. And it's just going to come keep passing until it's like, okay, you have self-destructed your entire genealogy because it was just a hand-me-down, bad habit, curse that you weren't able to break free from. So all of these things require you to getting back to the root. Okay, here's my crutch. Okay, here's why I lean on it. Okay, here's the source of why I started to lean on it. And it's time for a service. All this doesn't happen overnight, ladies and gentlemen. I just want to let you know. It doesn't happen overnight. So even as if I say this in 10 minutes, 5 minutes, just know that it takes time for these things to be implemented. It takes time for these because recognizing your crutch is a season. Understanding the why behind the crutch is a season. Getting to the root of that why is a season. Understanding the lie behind that why is a season. Because once you understand the crutch, and then you begin to understand the feeling that's behind it, that's triggering you to lean on that crutch, then you have to recognize the lie that you told yourself when you created it. You have to recognize that lie that you told yourself when you created it. Maybe it was, I didn't want to get in trouble, so I started doing this as a kid. Or maybe I acted out because I wouldn't get an attention as a kid, so this is what I did. Well, those aren't the cases now, because the lie is now that you're still doing it because when you were a kid, the lie now is you're not a kid anymore. The lie now is that you may be acting out for attention and you're clearly getting attention from the person that you're acting out for. So hence the lie, right? But once you've gotten to that lie, once you've done those steps, once you've figured out the crutch, once you've figured out the why, once you've figured out the lie behind the why, it's time to start planning that service. What does that service look like? Well, what does a regular service look like? What's one of the key components that you see in a service? Most funeral services. There's a eulogy. There's a homegoing, right? There's usually someone who gets up and shares some words on behalf of family and friends to discuss what type of person that we're gathered here to, well, to say farewell to, right? We're here to maybe even share some accolades, share some stories, share the impact that they might have had on our life. But most importantly, by the end of a homegoing service, we are in some shape, form, or fashion coming to grips with the reality that this person is no longer here. They are in a better place. They are with us in spirit, but they are no longer here. So the reason why you have to give a service to those bad habits is for those exact same reasons. You are no longer here. Yes, we might have had some good times. Yes, we might have had some bad times. Ooh, you sure did shape me in the way that I think, the way that I move, the way that I respond to conflict. You had an impact on my life, aggression, but I bid you farewell. We had a time, there was a reason why I employed you, and now I bid you farewell. Right? I bid you farewell. I no longer need you. Sure, I may miss you sometimes, but I bid you farewell. And when you write this letter, I'm serious, y'all. Write a eulogy to that habit. After you've done those other steps, after you've spent some time, you know, back and forth, even with therapy, kind of working through these, write a letter to that feeling, to that habit. Get in depth. How did it make you feel? What was the relationship? Really jot down, use that whole process to jot down as a story. From the crutch, hey, I remember when you were my crutch for this. This is why. This is the lie that I told myself to continue depending on you. But be intentional about that letter and get everything you need to get out of it. It can be a page, it can be 2 pages. Hell, you might even wind up with a bestseller based upon your eulogy to your bad habits. Maybe I should write a book about that. Anyways, but that letter, that service, drive it home is what's needed. But here's the thing that I learned. Here's the link. And this is why you need those prerequisites and intertwining a therapy. One thing my therapist shared with me, and I'll share this with you. Just because you have a funeral doesn't mean the bad habit won't occur again. If you've ever lost someone who was close to you, then you know that just because you go to the funeral doesn't mean you're not going to think about them. Doesn't mean you're not going to have feelings. Doesn't mean you're not going to shed and break down in tears just at the thought of them sometime. Those things still happen, right? So don't think that just because you've had a funeral for your bad habits, you've done the work. Remember that. Just because you've done these things and you've went through this process, you've found the crutch, you figured out the why, you figured out the lie behind the why, you've gotten to the root, and now you're having the service, and now you look up a month, 2 months, 2 days, 2 hours afterwards, you are now seeing that thing rear up. You're now experiencing that same feeling again. Maybe it's that anxiety, that fear. It's like, oh, I had a service. Here's the important thing you have to remember. Because the first thing that's going to come to your mind, mark my words, the first thing that's going to come to your mind is, damn, I messed up. That didn't work. You have to remember that you've already done the work. You've already done the work. You've already done the work. You've already established the problem. You've already established the why. You've already established the whole pattern. I'm going to keep saying it so that you can remember this, but you've already established the whole pattern. You've had the service. It's gone. Take your moment. Recognize that you had a moment where you thought about it, you felt it, it came back, and then remember that you've already done the work and continue to move in your purpose and power. Don't get stuck in the feeling that you've, damn, I messed up, or man, I had a relapse. There ain't no relapse. Ain't nobody walking. They didn't come back from the dead, and that's how you really need to look at it. It's gone. It's dead. You had a service for it. You know where it is, you know what it was, and that's how you were able to have a service for that bad habit because you got to the root of it. You found the missing person, if you will. And once you experience it again, you say, okay, I know, but I'm doing the work and I've done the work. And you continue to move in your purpose. So let me get into some of the questions because I didn't get too many on this one here. This one was just some more engagement where a lot of people really gravitated to this concept. But it's a few I wanted to kind of touch on. One of them was, how can we take back power from the following situations such as loss, betrayal, or disappointment? I would say the easiest and the best way, and once again, easier said than done, is surrender. Surrender to the notion that you're stronger than that loss, you're stronger than that betrayal, you're stronger than that disappointment, because you're not. You're not stronger than it. You're battling against a feeling, something that's intangible, right? Especially if you're trying to battle against it. So you have to be mindful that if you're going to battle against that, then you also need something intangible to battle against it with. If I'm battling against sorrow, I need some joy. If I'm battling against confusion, I need some peace. Those are intangible things that I need on my side if I'm going to be combating those things. But you have to be mindful. You have to surrender. The faster you surrender and throw your hands in the air and say, I don't got this on my own, I need some help, the easier the life will be. Because here's the thing. Burying that thing in your life is about burying that trait or that characteristic that was born as a result of the loss, betrayal, or disappointment. You can't truly get rid of the gatekeeper if you haven't gotten rid of the reason why they're at the gate at the first place. So you got to kind of go back. But then also keep in mind that your feelings are not really that disposable. God gave you feelings for a reason. Every single last one of them. Talk about this all the time. Gremlins episode last season. Please check it out. Great episode. But God gave us every feeling for a reason. So asking God to take away something that he gave us for a reason is kind of asinine, and it's probably not going to be something that you're going to get, right? This is why when you have that service and you feel it come back again and you be like, damn, I messed up. I'm a failure. No need to try again. This is why beating yourself up at this point is counterproductive, because you thought just because you put it to rest, you wouldn't see it anymore. You wouldn't experience it anymore, right? That's kind of like, oh, I put them, I had that funeral. I didn't think I would feel anything for them anymore. Doesn't that sound silly? Yeah, sure it does. But when we're talking about those feelings, God gave us those feelings for a reason. So don't ask God to take them away. Stop praying for God. God, take this away from me. Take this anxiety off me. Take this fear off me. Take these feelings off me. Just take them away, Lord. God gave them to you for a reason. Why would he take them from you? How you respond to the emotion is the secret ingredient. It's not the emotion itself. It's how you respond to the emotion that can be beneficial or problematic. It's not the emotion's fault. The emotions are loud. They have a big mouth. They're sporadic. They like to run around. They kind of do what they want. They think that they run the show. They blah, 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 blah. However, they're not in control of the show. How you respond to your emotions is critical. Right? What does it mean to do the hard work? All right. So that was one thing that was mentioned in the full message, right? So if you're not familiar with the heart work, it's pretty much what it sounds like. The work of the heart. The heart work is a metaphor for the emotional and psychological work that people must do in order to work through their life experiences, especially the difficult ones. It's an opportunity for breathing deeply and getting grounded in your body. Right? The hard work offers a time for processing all of the emotions you've been storing up inside. You can stay with any emotion or choose to move beyond it and learn how to live with it. But one thing you'll learn from the hard work process is how much your feelings have been influencing everything in your life, including how you responded to other people, what you need to do at home, work, relationships. Like it's gonna illuminate those things, that hard work. Because like I said at the beginning, understanding yourself will leave you with no choice but to have a better understanding of others. And that's where that heart work is. You got some hard work to do. You got some heart work to do. And you got some mental work to do. Because I'm not going to lay off of this fact that therapy is a crucial component that we need in our recipes. And actually, I mentioned this, I'm excited because I'm going to have a great friend of mine going to come on this season, therapist, and is going to really speak to some topics that we really need to shed some light on because it's needed, it's crucial, it's imperative. But you have to do the hard work. Nobody else is going to do the hard work for you. It's your heart. Your therapist ain't going to do no hard work for you. I'm going to let you know that right now before you go in thinking you're about to receive a service that you're not. The hard work, you're going to have to do that too. A closed mouth in therapy gets nowhere. You're going to have to do that hard work, even sharing some of those thoughts that you have, that you've been working through, that you might even be thinking about right now. It takes hard work even to share that with somebody. But I have faith in you. I have faith in you. I know that you're courageous enough to be able to plow through that and be able to share that, even if it's something small and you grow. But trust that God has given you the strength to be able to share those hard moments in order to have those heart moments. But another thing that doing the heart work is all about is about doing the heavy lifting. It's about doing that spiritual lifting, that mental lifting, that emotional lifting. That's that heart work. Because one of the things about a crutch is that it's designed to help you when you're weak, but it'll make you weak if you're using it beyond the point in which you should be. Because now your muscles aren't depending on themselves. They're depending on this crutch. So doing the heart work, especially after spending a lifetime using a crutch when you didn't need it or when you weren't supposed to, will help you reestablish the strength that you need to your soul, the strength that you need to your mind, the strength that your emotions crave and that they need in order to fall in line. It's doing the heavy lifting. So the homework assignment for you guys is to work on your service. Work on your service of those bad habits. And maybe for some of you guys, because this is a big spectrum. So let's actually break down those homework assignments depending on what stage you're in. Find a therapist. Actually, what I'm going to do is the link. I'm going to make sure that I put in a link to find resources for therapy. I'll make sure I do that for you guys. Find a therapist. Even consider therapists. Maybe even think about what you may discuss in that therapy. And the next steps will give you something to share in therapy. So just retract that last piece, right? Therapist. Also, what is your crutch? What have you found yourself leaning on in an unhealthy manner? Right? What's your crutch? If you already know what your crutch is, the next homework assignment is, why have you been leaning on that? What's the why behind it? If you can get to the top level of like the branches of what the why is, start diving into those roots, because we're going to need the roots, because in the roots is where the lie is. And we got to chop it down at the roots. We got to chop those roots. We got to find that lie. And that's that next step. What's the lie? What is the lie that has been embedded in the why you have been leaning on that crutch? Okay. Once you have understood that why, once you have began to attack that and really debunk that as a lie, now it's time to start planning that service. Now it's time to start writing that letter to that bad habit, to that characteristic, to that trait that's been plaguing you. That's been the reason why you have been leaning on your crutch, which has been the reason why you have not been able to tap into your superpower the way that God needs you to. So until the next time, y'all, Sir Evan signing out. Quality service. Make sure you subscribe to the Morning Motivation Podcast. I need you guys because I'm here for you guys. And also make sure you tell a friend who may need that inspiration, motivation, and empowerment. Text 202-918-3480. And if you need any content or products to help keep your life inspired and empowered one day at a time and to hit those goals, tap in with qualityservice.com, qualityservice.com, qualityservice.com. Salute. I'm Sir Evans, and you've been listening to Surreal Life Morning Motivation. Available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, and wherever else you listen to your podcasts. Feel free to subscribe, rate, and review this episode. And join me next week for Surreal Life Morning Motivation. Thank you for listening. Salute.